So we want to present to you the Field Liberation Movement, a collective from Belgium of direct intervention against the introduction of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, into agriculture. It's a bit a different type of... It's kind of a different collective from the ones we have seen before in the presentations and what we have been talking about. Still, we think that the struggle against the introduction of GMOs in agriculture is also something important for Reclaim the Fields, as in the GMOs, there is a lot of things coming together, kind of a symbol of productivistic agriculture we are all fighting. So Belgium does not have commercial GMO crops growing, yet we do have experimental fields, test fields, which are today mainly carried out by the universities in partnership with private companies. The collective is quite young, it's about 3 years old, but the struggle of GMOs in Belgium is older, but the Field Liberation Movement has been mainly important in setting the agenda today on public debate about the ways in which we take decisions on the introduction of GMO. So the of showing the very undemocratic process in which GMOs are imposed today. So the most important action that happened about 3 years ago was the big potato swap, in which organic potatoes were introduced while GMO potatoes were ripped out of a field. So this action of GMO harvesting was carried out on an experimental field of a university and gave rise to a very large debate in Belgium about three different topics. Firstly, the introduction of GMOs in agriculture and the future of agriculture more broadly and how we decide upon it. Secondly, on the role of science in the further privatization and industrialization of agriculture. And thirdly, about activism and freedom of speech, like how far can you go as an activist in carrying out your action? Why do I stress this? It's the action of harvesting potatoes was an action in which it was chosen to go there, open face, announce the action publicly, but still constantly transgress the law. But following that, we have been confronted with a heavy repression and criminalization. Like, for example, myself, I was working at the university. I have been dismissed, like fired from my job for participating in the action. And 11 people are today on trial for criminal gang. So this means that like the people participating in one way or another to this action, which was an action where there were about 400 people, 11 people have been picked out and are held responsible. So as a criminal gang and asked to pay €200,000. But the interesting thing is that this criminalization is also something that actually then gave rise to a lot of debate and allows today movement building. And Anne will give some more words on that.
So for us, it was really important. We were faced with this repression to turn this also into something positive, something that we could use in our campaign. So we talk about movement building because the action created a lot of debate, but at the same time, we started to use the court case itself and also the mobilization and solidarity work. In order that people would not only support the activists being repressed, but also so they would speak out against GMOs and using every opportunity, so every hearing of the court case and so on, to mobilize people and organizations. So in order for this more like broader movement to show their support, we thought of different means in which they could be involved. For example, we asked people and organizations to make video support letters. Also, the more like NGOs, we asked them to write their own press releases in support and organize their own solidarity messages. As we live in Belgium, we decided to create Triple, so an organic beer that we started selling very broadly, but that also had very clear explanation on the bottle why this action was brought about. And this actually managed it, made it possible for us to really raise a large amount of money, which diminishes the stress for the financial costs of the court case. So that's really a success story. And also, during the court cases, we didn't only mobilize people to be there and yeah, be in solidarity, but also use them as an opportunity to speak about where we actually want to go. So discuss with the people present which kind of movement we want to build, and also show that we won't be criminalized because of this court case. And tomorrow we're going to give a workshop, a bit more explaining about FLM, about the field liberation movement. We will meet at 11 o'clock in the morning next to the trampoline in the meadow. Just to be clear on what we want to do, it's not the idea that we will give an introduction workshops on what are GMOs. It's rather we would like to have an exchange of experiences on how to tackle GMOs, experience on strategy, basically. And we thought of something else. Yeah, basically when using which strategy, what works where.